an account of my first experience ever babysitting an ABDL. It's where I learned about ABDLs, and it's where I first saw my very first one, my very first precious little ABDL. And I'd like to tell you about it. I hope you enjoy it, just like I enjoyed that night when I first met little Tony. My mom, she has a friend, and her name is Mrs. Stasek. We've known Mrs. Stasek for a very, very long time. And she used to come over, like, well, almost every day for a while. And one day she said to me, she said, "Would you like a babysitting job?" And I thought she was talking about one of her friends, because Mrs. Stasek wasn't pregnant, and I knew she didn't have kids. And I said, "Well, yeah, sure, I can babysit, no problem." I said, "Who's it for?" And she said, "It's for me." And I was like, "For you? Did you adopt or something?" And she kind of laughed a little bit, and she goes, "No, it's a very special baby, but I need somebody who can babysit him, because I haven't been able to find anybody." And she said, "I will introduce you to him, and then you can decide if you really want to babysit him or not." And I say, "Okay." Well, Friday comes, and I get ready to go over there and babysit little baby Tony. And I go up to the door, and Mrs. Stasek comes out. And she's running out, and she's got, like, her apron on and everything. And she's like, "Oh, wait, don't go in yet, because my baby's not ready." I'm like, "Okay." I was thinking, how could the baby not be ready? Why does the baby need to get ready for me? So, here I am, standing out on the lawn, digging my toe in the dirt. I'm just, like, brushing my shoe over the grass, just looking around, because I'm just sitting out there in the yard, you know. She comes out and she says, "Okay, are you ready to meet Tony?" Now, I know that Mr. Stasek's name was Tony. And I was thinking, "Tony, like your husband, Tony?" And Mrs. Stasek said, "No, you'll see, sweetie, just come on in." Oh my God. When I went in that house, there was baby toys all over the place. I mean, over the place, all over. There was blocks, there was trucks, there was crayons. There were those things that when you scribble, they're called wonder markers, I think they're called. You can scribble on certain paper and it looks like there's paint coming out, but if you get on the floor or something like that, it doesn't come out at all, so it's clean. There was those all over the place, little drawings all over the place, and she goes, "Tony, come here." And I hear this little, "Uh-uh." And I'm looking around thinking, "Oh my gosh, where's this kid at?" And then she goes, "Tony, you need to come out because the babysitter's here." And I hear him go, "Uh-uh." And he kind of went, I don't want mommy go bye-byes. I was like, what kind of baby talks like that? That's not baby talk. This isn't a baby. This is a big boy. So I start going, "Come on, Tony, it's okay. We're going to have lots of fun. I promise we'll have lots of fun." And Mrs. Stasek just said, "Here are my numbers in case you need to reach me. I'll be gone for about 4 hours. I know it's late, but I promise you I'll pay you very well." And she gave me a kiss on the cheek. Why? I don't know, but she did. And then she said, "Tony, you want mommy kiss you? You want kisses from mommy?" And I hear another, "Nuh-uh." And I was like, "Come on, Tony, come and give me your mommy a kiss." And there was just silence. So I say again, "Come on, Tony, come on out, because you and I are going to have a good time. We're going to play lots of games and stuff. I promise I'll be a good sitter. Come on, give mommy bye-bye huggies and bye-bye kissies." And then all of a sudden, from around Mrs. Stasek's couch, comes Mr. Stasek. He had a diaper on, really crinkly. I heard him before he even came around the corner. A little bib, a little bonnet. He had little booties on. And he had a little passy or packy. packy, whatever you call it. I call it a packy. Attached to his bib on this little string, and it was dragging almost on the floor. And I just looked at him, and Mrs. Stasek said, "This is my baby." And I was just like, wow, okay, all right. And I felt kind of uncomfortable at first, but he came right up to me, and he put his little face on the side of my leg. He started rubbing it, and he's rubbing his mommy's stocking. And she leaned down, and she said to him, "You be a good boy. You be a good boy for the sitter, okay?" And he just, oh, his little eyes, they were just so big, and you could tell that he might have been crying because they looked all glassy and stuff. And I just felt so bad for him. And so I got down there, too. I squatted down, and I was patting his little back, and I said, "It's okay, I promise. We're going to have fun. Don't you worry. Your mommy's going to go bye-bye, and we're going to have a good time. Why don't we go to the window, and we can wave mommy goodbye, okay?" And little baby Tony, all happy, he started bouncing up and down, and his mommy patted him on his hat, on his bonnet, and she said, "You be a good boy," and he promised he would be in his little sweet baby voice. And there I was, within a matter of minutes, alone with this big guy, Mr. Stasek, in diapers, in a bib, and a bonnet, with a backy. And it never dawned on me that I may have to change those big diapers that were on big Mr. Stasek. So, out the door his mommy goes, he starts to cry. I tell him, "Come here," and I sit down on the chair. He crawls over to me, and I made him put his arms around me, which really felt really weird, because like I said, they've been friends of my mom and dad for a long time, and now Mr. Stasek, but now baby Tony, put his arms around me like that. It just felt kind of odd. So I was patting his back, and I was telling him, "Come on, we look out the window. Come on, sweetie. Come on, let's look out the window." And I took his little hand. He was sniffling. So I was like, "It's okay." He's wiping his little tears away from his eyes. And we stand up, and we watch his mommy go, and she stops at the end of the driveway, and she blows kisses, and she waves bye-bye. And Tony waves bye-bye, and he put his little head down. He just looked so sad. I said, "Tony, what's wrong?" And he basically just said that he missed his mommy, and he stomped off. And I followed him, and I said, "Where are you going?" And he's kind of like, I said, "Where are you going, Tony? You can't leave me, sweetie. You got to stay with me." And he just gave me another, and off he went. And off he went. Oh, my gosh. I have never, like I said, seen an ABDL, but oh, he was just acting so sweet. And I started to giggle, and it wasn't because I was laughing at Tony. No, I wasn't laughing at him. I was giggling because he was actually, like, really cute. It was just like watching a little boy. And he goes into this room, and when I came around the door frame, I never knew this, and I had been in the Stasek's house time after time for dinners and everything. He had his own nursery set up. I mean, Mrs. Stasek went full tilt on this thing. There was a crib with the cutest little brown bear bedding I have ever seen. He had little brown bear borders, and he had little teddy bears painted here and there on the wall. It kind of looked like a mural. I'm sure she spent a lot of money to have it done, but it was just so cute. There was stuffed animals everywhere. And that's when I saw the changing table, and it clicked. Oh, dear. How am I going to get him up there so I can change his diaper? I said to him, "Baby Tony, do you go potty in your diaper, or do you go potty in the potty like a big boy?" Of course, I was hoping he'd go potty in the potty like a big boy. But Tony turned around, he kind of grinned at me, he goes, "I go poopy diapy." I said, "You go poopy diapy?" And he said, "Yeah, I go poopy diapy." I said, "Oh, you didn't go yet right now, did you?" And he kind of giggled and ran away, and I was thinking, oh no, he pooped himself. So I started chasing him around the nursery, and I said, "Hey, aren't babies supposed to crawl? You're not supposed to be running around." And he just basically went, "Uh-oh," or something like that, and fell to his knees, and he started crawling around. So I'm chasing him, and I'd kind of catch him, and I'd give him little tickles here and there on his tummy and on his sides and on the back of his thighs. I said, "Tony, somebody is a little stinky baby. We need to get your diaper changed." Now, the only person I have ever changed their stinky diaper was my nephew when he was a baby. I've been around when other ladies have changed their baby diapers, but I never, ever did anything bigger than a six-month-old. So I looked at this as a challenge. And plus, it was really stinky. He was a stinky baby, and I needed to get rid of that smelly, smelly mess. So I said, come on, Tony, where we go? Where does Mommy change your diaper? And of course, he points up to the changing table. So I said to him, does Mommy lift you up? Because there would just be no way I can lift Tony up here. No way. He said, no, I get up myself. I said, oh, good. I said, come on, Tony, come up here. You know what that little stinker said? He said, no. I said, what? He said, no. And then I had to lecture poor Tony. I had to say, didn't your mommy tell you to be good? He said, yeah. He had such the cutest voice. I said, didn't your mommy tell you that you had to listen to me? He said, yeah. I said, okay then, we need to change your diaper. You don't want to get a rash, right? He said, no. So, I said, well then come on, you got to get up on the table. And up he went, finally, thank goodness. We did that for about 5 minutes. He goes up there and he's wiggling around and wiggling around. And I put my hand on his chest. I walked around to the side and I looked in his little cute face. I said, now you can't be wiggling around like that, Tony. Are you going to fall off and get boo-boo? Because you're a big baby. I can't catch you if you start to fall, sweetheart. And then he settled down because he realized that he might get a boo-boo if he messed around too much. So there I go down between Tony's legs and I'm looking around. I say, okay, what does Mommy use to clean off your poopy butt? And little Tony says, Ipies. I said, Ipies? He said, yes, Ipies. I took that to mean wipies because they were sitting right there after I looked. So I opened them up and then I go to take the diaper off. And I kind of was preparing myself for it because like I said, I changed a lot of little baby diapers but never an ABDL diaper, which is much different. So I pulled back the tabs on the diaper and I pulled the diaper down. And Tony was blushing like mad because I don't think he ever had a sitter before anybody changed him. And he just looked at me. He goes, I'm sorry. I said, oh no, Tony, it's okay. This is what babies do. Babies poop in their diapers, right? And he kind of shook his head, but he was beat red. I said, listen, Tony, if this is what you want to do and you're having fun and you are quite cute as a baby, I must admit. I said, I'm not going to tell nobody. I said, I promise. I won't tell nobody. But I promised your mommy / your wife that I'd take care of you. So it's my job to do so. So don't you worry about it, okay? I'll do the best I can and you can help me, okay? And he just shook his head yes and he kind of turned his eyes to the side. I pulled down the diaper. And boy, oh boy, Tony had a huge surprise for me. Woo! Ah. You never forget your first ABDL diaper change. There's just no way. You never do. You can't. So, I have little Tony stick his little legs up in the air. I say, put your little fingers behind your thighs and pull back, sweetheart. And he does so. And I start wiping off the poopy after I get that derpy, dirty diaper off him. When I'm done, I take the wipies and I just start wiping his hiney. And of course, he starts to giggle because apparently he has a ticklish butt. And plus, those things are cold when they first hit your skin. Oh my gosh, I tried one on my arm because he was telling me, that's cold. I said, no, it's not. He said, yes, it is. And so I held them in my hand after that for a little bit and to get them a little bit warmed up. And we got the hiney cheeks done and we got the little butt crack done. And then when he really got embarrassed is when I had to wipe off his little guys. You know what I mean. So I started wiping off his little guys, trying to remember that this is a baby. This is a baby. Do it just like you would do a baby. But I gotta tell you, I was a little nervous. We got that part cleaned off, and then we had to clean off his pee-pee. And that's when he started to get extremely nervous. He actually started to shake, and I had to go up to the front of the table, and I just told him, I said, Tony, it's okay, honey. I promise. I won't say a word. I promise. Please believe me. And the only way I can make you believe me is, you know, for the rest of this week, when you see people and stuff, they're not going to be whispering behind your back. They're not not going to be saying, well, she told me this, or you do this. I heard you do this with your wife. I don't do that, Tony. You don't have to worry, sweetie. I promise. And I leaned down and gave him a little kiss on his cheek. And he kind of smiled at me. I said, okay, now we need to get you cleaned off because I don't want you to get a rash, okay? He agreed. So, for the rest of the diaper change, I was trying to clean him off yet not touch him because every time I would touch his pee-pee, he would turn bright red and kind of stiffen up on me and then I couldn't do anything. So, I tried to be very professional about it. So, we got his pee-pee all cleaned off. And the rim and the head. And then up to the hips, we just got really, really clean. Took his dirty diaper, put it in his diaper pail that he had in there. Diaper genies are wonderful things, let me tell you. You can only fit a couple ABDL size diapers in there, but you won't have any smell. They're wonderful things. So he had one of those. He showed me, you know, you just open up the top, slip it in, twist it, done. Ooh, okay, great. I come back over and I open up his diaper and I had him put his legs back up and I slipped it under and then I pulled it up, put the powder on and attached the tabs and then I helped him down. I said, see, Tony, that wasn't so bad, was it? He said, no. That was the hardest part of the night. For the next 2 hours, because of course baby Tony had a bedtime and oh my gosh, did he ever give me a problem with his bedtime? You little stinkers out there, when you're being babysat, go to bed for your babysitter, guys. Oh my goodness, because we know that you need your sleep. That's the only reason we make you go to bed. I know you want to be little spies, or you want to spend time with your mommy, or your sitter, but you know what? You need your rest, because all babies need their rest. So the evening went on, we played peekaboo, we colored, we cleaned up, and then it was time for his night-night bottle. So she had this really cool chair. Oh my gosh. She had this rocking chair that was like it was like double, so like two people could sit in it. And she must have had it specially made. Well, Tony sat on one side and he put his little head on my shoulder and I sat on the other side. And I just held the bottle up and he took the bottle and he started falling asleep. I was rocking us back and forth. It was one of the cutest things I ever saw in my life. And after we had our bottle, and after we got a little jam jams on, put Tony in his big crib. He had I wish you could see this crib. This crib was incredible. It's so pretty. He gets in there and I pull his sides up. I give him his little blankie and his favorite teddy bear. And then I sang him a little song. What did I sing to him? I want to say Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but I don't think that's what it was. But I think that's what it might have been. And then I just brushed his little locks of hair off his forehead, took his bonnet off, and I told him, I said, Tony, please don't worry. You'll be safe and your mommy will be home soon, okay? And he said, okay. And then before I could leave, he grabbed my hand and he pulled me almost into the crib and he gave me a sweet little kiss on my cheek and he whispered in my ear, thank you. I said, you're welcome, sweetie. So I turned his nighty light on. And I went out into the living room, and I sat down, and I just kind of smiled, because you know what? It was a really fun night. That is how I fell in love with ABDLs, and that is the night that I learned about them, and that is why I love doing the job I do now. So all you little ABDLs out there, our little sissies who I love too, just know that you have somebody that cares about you out there. You're not alone. And I'm going to give you a big hug. So open your arms. Hug. And big squeezes. And here's a smooch. Mwah. Okay. Bye-bye for now.